Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a draft prospect look at Marquise Hayes, the offensive guard from Oklahoma Boomer Sooner. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. You can check out all of our clips on Instagram at 100 Football. And if you tune into the podcast every day, you will get a ton of content, sometimes 2 to 4 podcasts per day, talking draft prospects, legends interviews, history specials, anything and everything football related. You can find it on our Facebook, our YouTube, or on our podcast. So please, thanks so much for commenting, subscribing, liking, and we got a whole lot more content coming to you each and every single week. So thank you for all the continued support. So let's talk more about Marquise Hayes, the offensive guard from Oklahoma. Marquise Hayes is a top looking guy. Let me say this right. He looks really good. Back in high school, 4-star recruit, and decided, I'm going to go to one of the top schools in the nation with the Oklahoma looking good. They're going to the SEC in a couple of seasons. 2017, didn't get any action. It's all right though. Red shirt freshman. That's how it is for a lot of guys. 2018, played in a reserve slot at the guard position, played against Kansas State, and Florida Atlantic. 2019, he got a lot more work. 2019, he started at left guard in all the 13 games that he played. He only missed one game, which was against South Dakota. 2020, all-academic, all-Big 12 first team honoree. He started 11 games at left guard. He only allowed 2 sacks, though, in 416 pass-blocking attempts, according to Pro Football Focus. He recorded the second best run blocking grade of his career at very close to 80%. He allowed 0 sacks, hurries, hits, or pressures against Florida, who was ranked number 10 at the time in the Cotton Bowl. So in one of the biggest games he had to play, he came up looking really good. In this past year, 2021, an all Big 12 second team selection and also academic all Big 12 first team honoree, started all 13 of the games at left guard this past year. So, overall, man, Marquise Hayes looking good so far at Oklahoma. Let's talk more about him. Let's dive more in depth for this 6'5", 324-pound behemoth on the line. So, talking more about him, like I said, he's very tough, really strong, a mountain of a man you can see on the screen, the picture. He is just huge. His best asset, obviously, is his strength as a run blocker. Gives a good initial punch, plays with great leverage, good bend at the knees, and he can really hit his target and move him out the way. Like I said, that power, when he gets contact, good luck trying to get by him. He squares up to you, and he will just shove you around. A big athlete, good size, bulk, filled out frame, obviously. Stays balanced, though, for his size, which you like to see. Doesn't overextend in the pass protection game, and he is disciplined once again. Good bend, good leverage. A very good run blocker, powerful run blocker at the point of attack, and he can just take that step or two forward and get things going and just shove you out the way. He can adjust accordingly, also has solid feet, pretty solid feet. Good at trapping, good at having bends. He dominates smaller defenders. Good luck trying to get by him, and he can just knock you down. He's good at processing what's going on, where the schemes are, what's going on the defense, how they're going to try and get him. Good positional run blocker. Has that nice, just mean demeanor to him. And that's what I like to see, someone who has a little bit of a mean streak at the offensive line. Because sometimes, like, you can be, you know, a little bit shy, we'll say, not as aggressive. Like, I like to see guys who aren't afraid to throw guys around on my O-line, personally. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
But some things he can improve on, right? Speed rushers, that's one of the big things. Is I said he has, you know, he's got good footwork, but going against those speedy guys and someone who's, you know, 6'4", 325, excuse me, 6'5", 324, it's a little tough for him, obviously. So he doesn't have that elite lateral ability. He's heavy-footed. He's going to struggle against those. Doesn't have that agility either in terms of twitch blocking. His height is also something that can be of a disservice. Someone can, if you're in a run situation, they can just kind of go under him. He doesn't have that speed and that quickness to drop down low enough and quick enough also. Not the greatest athlete in the world. He hasn't shown that he has the best speed to dominate in just a straight-ahead running game type of mentality. His quickness and his burst are a little bit inconsistent. They come in spurts. You don't know when. So he does need to focus on that. But overall, this guy is an absolute monster on the offensive line, a massive player, obviously. If you get him in a good system, maybe as a pass blocker, I think, or as a power running game, I think he could definitely help out. I think he'll be a later round pick, maybe fourth or fifth round, potentially. And I think that give him a little bit of time, a little bit of polishing. He's not going to start right away. I think he could definitely start off as a backup and then could potentially carve his way, work his way into a starting role, a starting guard in the NFL if he gets drafted by the right system and if they have a little bit of patience. So that's why I have him going a little bit later and as a backup start things off. But I think he definitely has all the tools to get all of it together and to mold himself into a starter in the NFL.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So please leave a comment. What do you think about Marquise Hayes? Is he going to be a star player? Is he going to be for 10 years for an NFL team? What team do you want Marquise Hayes to go to? Please drop a comment. We go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube, like I'm saying. Go over there, check us out. If you like podcasts, pretty easy to find us, 100 to Football. Each and every single day, you can find podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to them. If you have another podcast app, we are over there thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all their continued support. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lader, talking about Marquise Hayes, the offensive guard from Oklahoma. If you guys have any upcoming topics you want us to talk about, drop them in the comments. And we'll put them on our schedule at a later date. Once again, we thank you all for the continued love and support. And we'll be back with another live video in just a little while.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.